Let's find out what's happening in the Mount Alexander Shire as we head to Castlemaine and say good morning to Darren Fuzzard. Darren, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Robbie. Going well, thank you.
That's the way. You know, it's amazing. It's just those quirks of time when you work in radio. It's all about sort of timing out. And you know, quite often we're really pressed for time, which seems to always coincide with when Carlton win a game. When they clutch defeat from the jaws of victory, it's funny we've got tons of time to sit here and talk about it.
Yeah, very kind, Robbo. Yes, yes, bit of a shame that last quarter on the weekend, but gee, it was a good game to watch for a fair bit of it, and not the worst result either, I didn't think. I was expecting sort of worse than that, Robbo, so I thought they did a great job.
Yeah, bit of a shame, I'd say, is a slight understatement, but anyway, not to worry. All righty, let's get down to more serious business. The Leaf Collection Program is underway.
Yeah, thanks, Robbo. So we do, of course, have a lot of deciduous trees making all of our towns look beautiful for much of the year, Robbo, but it is that time of the year when they start dropping those leaves everywhere and causing problems for lots of people. So we have got our works teams out and about at the moment working through all of the shire, clean away those leaves. We've got a truck-mounted leaf sucker that does a big part of the job, but we've got handheld blowers and a street sweeper that help with that work as well. We are focusing on Castlemaine, Maldon, Campbell's Creek, Tewton, Harcourt, Newstead and Guildford, but there's a lot of work in there and we've got two teams working on it throughout the week at the moment already, Robbo, and there is a fair bit to get through. So it's going to take us to the end of June probably before we get around all of those places and get it tidied up. But we are onto it, and we'd certainly love the community to keep doing their part, Robbo, and sweeping their nature strips from keeping the leaves off and keeping their crossovers, really importantly, and the drains underneath their driveway crossovers clear of leaves, so that if we do get a bit of rain, those drains can still work properly and they don't have any problems with any localised flooding as well.
Yeah. It's I know you can get those big leaf vacuums, but I don't see much sense in them. I prefer the leaf blower where I can just blow them all, you know, to the next door neighbour or, you know, somebody else. So, isn't that the community spirit we're after?
Well, I must say, I indulged a while ago and got one that's got both in it.
Ah.
And I recommend that to all parents because you show that to your kids and they just won't put it down. Yeah. You don't actually have to do the work yourself if you get the leaf blower and sucker combined.
Hey, you're a thinking man. I like it. I like it. Yeah. Talking of thinking too, want people thinking about a new survey that's seeking feedback on outdoor spaces.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. This is... you'll remember a lot of councils, we got money from the state government to support outdoor eating and entertainment, and we established temporary outdoor eating and entertainment areas in Maldon, Harcourt and Castlemaine, and people have seen the picnic tables and the parklets that we've created in those places, as well as in front of some participating businesses who wanted to push their trading out into the footpath and also into car parking bays. So that program is set to finish on the 30th of June, Robbo, but we've had a lot of really good positive feedback informally about, oh, is it possible for this to go longer? So we want to get broader feedback from the community on each of those locations where we've got something happening at the moment and just really understand, is this something that the broader community might want to see go for longer? And so we're asking our residents and local businesses to visit our new engagement platform, which is Shape Mount Alexander, and give us their feedback. And we've actually got surveys, Robbo, on each of those specific outdoor areas that we created, and we've also got separate surveys for the individual businesses that set up outdoor dining. So really love to get that feedback if we could through the Shape Mount Alexander website.
Okay. And finally, the council to trial pedestrian crossing point in Main Street, Maldon. Is this going to be lights or is it going to be just like the, you know, the sort of the zebra crossing type thing?
It's more of the latter, Robbo.
Right.
It's been a design process that's been going for quite a while. As you understand, Maldon's an incredibly important heritage environment and we want to get it right. So we've spent a lot of time talking to special interest groups from within Maldon who have been helped guiding us through that project for a long time now. This is really saying we think we've got the right location for it, and it is between the Maldon Quality Butchers and Trade Do Salon, which is next to the Maldon News Agency, is where we're looking at doing this temporary crossing. And we want to put it in there. We want to try a few different styles of treatment. So whether we use bluestone aggregate concrete, or we use stone, or we use steel, or we use exposed quartz aggregate. There are a few of the different materials that we're looking at, and also different landscaping treatments to go with it. So we want to put those in place for about 4 weeks, starting on the 24th of May, and see what people think about them, which ones do they like more, what ones do they think work better in mould, and so that we can really make sure that we get that looking good as well as working well to help pedestrians get across the pretty busy streets,
yeah,
particularly on the weekends in Maldon, with good safety. So again, Shape Mount Alexander is the website to go to. We've got, if you want to do it online, we've got forms there. They'll be available at the same time as the trial starts on Monday the 24th. And we've actually got some hard copy forms that people can get from the Quality Butchers and the news agency during business hours, and they can also leave them there. There'll be boxes set up. They can just chuck them back in there. So love to get some feedback on what people think about that pedestrian crossing and the different ways that we might make it look. And we'll go from there and talk to our community group again about the feedback we get and make some decisions after that.
And if you've got any surveys left over, particularly the butchers, they can use them to wrap up the snags in. So that's good. Recycling. It's all about recycling, Darren.
Excellent idea, Robbo.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hey, listen, have a great week, mate, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Robbo.
Good on you. Darren Fuzzard from the Mount Alexander Shire joining us on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.